to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pag Show for your Monday. We were off yesterday, obviously, so we couldn't talk about this, but happy birthday to Elvis. 88 years old today, Carrie.
Wow, 88.
Well, yesterday.
I wonder what that would have looked like.
Probably retired by now, probably, I would think. Yeah. He was flipping burgers in Kalamazoo for a while and under the name John Burroughs.
No.
And,
No, you're not one of those that think that.
And then he actually came back.
That's what he did. He faked his death.
Came back as Orion Eckerly Darnell. Look him up. Orion Eckerly Darnell was actually Elvis wearing a mask in the 1980s. Uh-huh. He was getting that done.
Okay.
And then probably just taking a break now, just chilling, enjoying his
riches. Retirement, 88. That's up there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Elvis would have looked like at 88. I don't know.
No clue.
I'm still completely mind-boggled that he died at 42, for God's sakes. 42?
Oh, that's so young.
I usually think 42 is old.
Young. I know. But as you get older, 42, that's nothing.
42, you're like a child.
That's a baby. 42. That's
right. Oh. A veritable child. You just were born like a day ago. But yesterday would have been 88 for Elvis Presley, which is crazy to think about. And I guess I'll have to start admitting that maybe he did die.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, too. Pretty sure he died.
For a while there, though, I was pretty convinced.
Really?
A woman named Gail Brewer Giorgio did an audio and a book, like a cassette tape and a book. You know, damn well I bought it in like 1980-something. And she spelled out how Orion Eckerly Darnell really was Elvis.
Wow.
And that Elvis, there's an audio tape of Elvis after he allegedly died, talking about traveling to Europe, which he never got to do. And he didn't get to do that, although he went to Europe for the Army. He never got to tour there, never got to go back there because, again, the colonel was an illegal alien and he couldn't leave the country. He wouldn't be able to get back in. And I don't think Elvis knew that at the time, but that's what was going on. But I was convinced that he was still around. But see, here's the thing. If you're Elvis Presley and you're the most famous person on the planet and your job was to have fans adore you as you sang to them, you at some point would have to go back in front of the crowd. You just would have to.
I would think that, yeah. And why leave your daughter?
Well, the allegation was that he was still in contact with her. And then,
of course, okay.
And then there was an allegation that he did live, but he was killed in a plane crash in 1989.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Guess where he was? Bolivia.
What?
Just because. Look it up. Listen, I'm telling you.
I'm going to Google that.
Look all this stuff up. I am not making any of this stuff up. Look up. I mean,
so
really
she has
Google
an audio
Orion
tape of what she says is.
Yeah, but this is 40-something years ago.
Voice.
But look up Orion Eckerly Darnell.
Okay.
And now there was a guy who was behind the mask, but the allegation was he would go and do a concert and then Elvis would walk out wearing the mask. They were similar builds and so on. And then he would do the performance, go back, and then the signing of the pictures and whatever else would be this guy, Orion. I'm telling you, I'm not making it up. She sold this, and I believed it. You know why? Because I'm a big Elvis fan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You wanted it
so
to
think
be
about
true,
that.
Right?
That oh, absolutely.
Really didn't
are you kidding
die.
Me? Of course. Like, he's not dead.
Yeah.
Oh. And then there, of course, was a picture at the funeral of Elvis sitting inside of one of the rooms at Graceland. That's his cousin Jimmy. They tried to blow it off saying it wasn't really him. I'm telling you. Carrie, come on. I'm a little bit over
I'm
the top of Elvis,
up.
So I believe
I
a lot of this crap.
Okay.
Look up Orion Eckerly Darnell. You'll see this doofus with Elvis hair wearing a mask.
Oh, I am looking at pictures right now. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You never heard that?
No. I had not.
It was like 1983
or
something.
Doesn't even look like Elvis. No.
No, it doesn't. But understand, the guy kind of sounded like him, has a similar build to him. And allegedly, in concert, Elvis would walk out and sing the songs with the mask.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What? I'm just saying. I mean, did I make it up? No, it's there.
No, it's all here. Yeah.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We are not going to take calls on Elvis. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I mean, he was at the Burger King in Kalamazoo. I'm not making that up. He was flipping burgers under the name John Burroughs. And then it turns out when Elvis would travel, he would use the name John Burroughs before death, obviously. He would use the name John Burroughs so that the fans would know where he was.
Right. But you know now that you're pretty sure that he
I am
is dead.
Like 89% sure.
Mm, 89%. Okay. Okay. All right.
One wonders if he'd still have the voice at 88 years old.
I'm going to say maybe not. Probably not.
So you're saying he's probably gone is what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying. Unfortunately,
so. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the topic. A lot of people are holding to talk about McCarthy, talk about the House. Do me a favor. I know that you have the list now. Just give us just the bullet points, if you don't mind. What was it that Kevin McCarthy agreed to that got the people to vote present instead of voting against him?
According to Axios, he agreed to lower the number of members needed to call for a motion to vacate the speaker's chair down to one. It also includes a rule that says any move to raise the debt ceiling must also be accompanied by spending cuts. The rules package includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. He also agreed to vote individually on 12 appropriation bills rather than one omnibus spending bill. The package also reinstates the Holman rule, which lets lawmakers amend appropriations legislation and reduce the salary of government officials. It also gives lawmakers 72 hours to review bills before they come to the House floor. The rules package also includes votes on bills relating to key sticking points for conservative lawmakers, including border security and abortion, among other areas.
Those are all good stuff. Listen, we wanted this, and by we, I mean conservative values Americans, wanted a government that wasn't controlling us, that was actually working on our behalf, and this is all good stuff. The omnibus bill, for those who don't know what that is, and a lot of people don't, you're busy, I get it. The omnibus bill is a gigantic package of spending. This last time, $1.7 trillion. Try to write that down. $1.7 trillion. And it included everything under the sun to fund the government. And a special deal for this guy, and a special deal for that gal, and a special deal for this state, and nobody read the damn thing. 4,300 pages. That they had 24 to 48 hours to read. By doing 12 separate individual spending bills, you now have 72 hours per bill to read them. They'll be way shorter than you could imagine. They'd be about 300 or 400 pages long. You could read that in 72 hours in 3 days. Your staff can read that. You can see what's in there, start pulling stuff out. And if you want to raise the debt ceiling, you've got to cut spending. Keep in mind, the federal government doesn't generate any money. $0, 0 cents. They get it all from you and me, the taxpayers. So to say yes to $1.7 trillion, much of it pork, means they're going to have to raise taxes on everybody, including those of you making less than $400,000 a year. Period. That's going to happen. So by saying it'll be 12 separate bills, everybody now is accountable, everybody now is responsible, and you can see the garbage that's in there and pull it out before you say yes to the bill. That is a very good thing. A very good thing. And an oversight committee, putting together a select committee that will look into the weaponization of the Department of Justice is so damn good. It just is. Because the DOJ, the FBI, all the alphabet agencies have been running roughshod. Just what we know from Twitter tells us that's exactly what was happening. These are good moves. All right, let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Going to be line three. Al is in Minnesota. Hi, Al.
Hey, Joe. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, man.
That House Whip, what a clown.
Right?
I mean, I've got a quick question for you. If you could help me out with a quick question, okay. I appreciate it. I am leaning towards the conservative side. My neighbor's leaning towards the liberal side.
Yeah.
He and I have conversations constantly about many issues. And one thing that he brought up when I was talking about the IRS situation, he came back at me with something that I thought I'd love to get someone with as much wisdom as you to try and help me understand so I'm not, not misspeaking.
Okay.
He said that these agents are actually, from all intents and purposes, replacements for the massive number of people that are going to be retiring in the next 2 to 3 to 5 years. And they're getting them in there to basically, at least a good chunk of them are getting them in there to take the place of people that are leaving. So it's not like they're actually technically doubling it. So what do you believe is going on with there? Because I know you're pretty well read on all this stuff.
Well, that's untrue. That's frankly untrue. They're adding 87,000 new salaries to the IRS. And had that been the case, the Democrats, once people like you and me and once the Republicans started complaining, would have said, no, these are just because of attrition. No, we're only hiring these people to take the places of those who are leaving. No, these are enforcement agents. And when you hear the Democrats talk about it, they say we need these 87,000 to enforce the tax rules because a lot of people aren't paying their fair share. They're not paying the right amount. These are literally enforcement agents that are being added. They are not by attrition. I mean, think about it, Al. Wouldn't the Democrats, you know, weasel the way out of it and go, hey, Al, Joe, listen, man, these are just to replace those that are leaving. They haven't said that. You know why? Because it's not happening.
That makes sense. That does make sense. One other quick question.
Sure.
The $600 limit that the Democrats put in,
yes,
which sounds like it's going to be a nightmare for people. What's going to happen with that? I haven't heard no discussion on that during the speaker's thing. Any good news?
No, no good news other than Manchin in the Senate said he wants that to go away and he wants to increase it. And I forget what the number was, but that should have been messed with to begin with. But no, no Republicans spoken about that. Al, I appreciate you. Carrie, I got to be honest. I love Al. Glad that he called in. Mm-hmm. Didn't it sound like he was setting me up?
A little bit.
I was on the edge of my seat. Oh, your wisdom, thought, and you're so smart. And yeah, I'm like, okay, here it comes.
Yeah, what's he going to drop?
Thank goodness I had a couple of answers. But no, nobody has spoken about that, Al. And I hope that they'll bring it up sooner than later because that's not $600 per transaction. That's $600 over the whole year, all your transactions. And that just gives the IRS every ability to basically get all up in your business. And nobody wants that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. A lot of people still want to be heard on this. Your thoughts about the rules changes that McCarthy agreed to. I love the one vote to vacate. I love that. It's going to keep him on his toes. I think that's great. 12 different bills instead of one omnibus bill. I think that's great. A select committee to find out about the weaponization of the federal government against Americans. These are all very, very good things. And I'm not really sure what else we could have asked for. And in fact, I saw Matt Gaetz on Hannity, I think it was Friday night, saying, I'm running out of things to ask for. So your thoughts, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Monday, a Motown Monday. Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke, let's go.
Music is a world within itself.
For Duke Ellington, the chord changes in this were so progressive for a pop song, for a Motown song. Really cool. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Listen, Omaha Steaks shows up at the Pags house. We get very happy. It's in a cooler. It's packed fresh. It's amazing. You put it in the freezer, and you eat good for the next coming weeks. It's just that good every single time. Right now, it's the perfect time to stock up. Fill your freezer with great flavor with the cold of winter here. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code PAGS at checkout. Get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, so much more with Omaha Steaks freezer filler sale. It's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork, seafood too, something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Get $30 off your order. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one, I mean nobody, comes even close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. It's not just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Order with complete confidence today, knowing that you're ordering the very best. OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. We go to the phone lines. A lot of people waiting to talk about the speaker's deal, and we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to give you guys a chance to be heard. Chris, Minnesota, talk to me.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Good. Hey, I'm just checking. I mean, they've been touting this IRS deal, and I'm just kind of confused because, I mean, it does have to pass the Senate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so they can't do it on their own, and basically, I mean, I kind of heard your conversations internally about you know, where you could get Manchin and Sinema,
yeah,
to do right. It, but
I think you would get more than that. I'll be honest with you. I think that you might get 5, 6, 7 Democrats that would join that in the Senate because they know that their states are unhappy about the 87,000 IRS agents. Now, I think the trick would be to get Biden to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm just like well, how are they going to do this, on their own? And they can't.
Well, no, they can, but you got to look at them as individual bodies. The House absolutely will do this. But then they send it to the Senate, and then you've got to pick off some senators. And I think before they send it to the Senate, they'll know, because there'll be a conference between the Senate and the House to make sure that that it's exactly what they want before they send it to the president. The trick will be to get Joe Biden to sign his name on it.
Right, exactly. Okay, no, that was my question. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Good man, Chris. I appreciate you. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. He was talking about the internal conversation. Paul and I were talking during a commercial break, and if you're watching in the live video stream, you can actually hear what we're talking about. You get the inside baseball. Let me go to line one. Clarence, Texas, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, Mr. Pags. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I like to look at the positive things in life. Yep. And McCarthy was not my first choice, and I told my congressman to his face about that, and he seemed rather shocked. But I also look at things like Pelosi lost the gavel, Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, and Schiff. They all lost their committee chairs.
Right.
So now we got new people, new blood, new ideas.
You and I could not agree more, and McCarthy was not my guy either. But like you, I'm definitely seeing a great silver lining on the horizon here, or on that around the cloud that usually floats around over the House. Very, very good move here, because you made him promise to these things, and getting Freedom Caucus members on these committees, some of them chairing the committees, that's going to mean a very strong, very positive conservative move in this country. Which, and again, for those who are confused, liberalism means larger government, more spending, higher taxes, higher regulation. More conservatism means you conserve the Constitution. You actually go by the supreme law of the land, and you have limited government, limited taxes, limited regulation, more freedom. It's actually that simple. Let me go back at it. Line five is going to be Janet in Washington. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
I totally agree with you. I could have taken or left McCarthy, but as the procedures went on, I saw him willing to work with these people.
Yes.
By the time of the final vote, I was a little annoyed with Matt Gaetz and that gal that was sitting next to him, because it was like,
Lauren Boebert,
you got what you wanted, so go ahead and vote for him. But what kills me is that somebody on the Democrat side has the gall to say that this few days put our country in danger, when Biden had never even been to the border, and when he did go, they went down and swept the border clean, so he didn't see what was going on down there.
Right.
My word.
Well, they're liars. That's the problem. They lie for a living. They basically do, and they're not going to get away with it. We'll talk a lot about the border coming up. Zach, I've got a time for your quick question. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Joe. I'm wondering, I'd like an explanation on why it took 15 rounds of voting for them to decide for McCarthy.
Okay, I'll answer. Listen on your radio. It took 15 rounds because McCarthy didn't give them everything they wanted. In that session, the only thing you could do is either vote to revote, or you could vote to adjourn. They didn't want to adjourn yet. They wanted to work it out. So it was time to vote again. They kept on voting because he was getting closer and closer. They didn't do exactly everything they wanted. By the end of it, they got just about all they wanted, and then McCarthy became the speaker. I'm glad it took that long. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.